How's it going, everybody? Welcome to Just Nobody's Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan.
And I'm your host, Daniel.
And today we are doing a podcast.
Woo!
If you're new to the channel, please smash the subscribe button and also hit the like button. It's the one with the thumb going up because I heard if you hit the like button, you'll be given good luck because that's, you know,
that's just how it works.
That's how it works.
Positivity.
Positivity. Fireworks. You smash the like button, there's fireworks. And that is a gift to see the fireworks.
Yeah.
YouTube didn't just put that feature there for no reason.
They definitely did not.
Also, if we get 2,000 likes on this podcast episode, we are going to be giving a hot toy to one of you guys. So make sure you comment what you guys want us to talk about next week, along with what your favorite segment today or your favorite part of the show. And let us know which hot toy you would like. So also, comment what you guys want us to talk about next week. As you're going to see throughout this video, we took your suggestions from last week and we're talking about it this week. And without further ado, let's get into the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. So starting out, I just want to talk about Kung Fu Panda. So Kung Fu Panda 4 is on the way, and as we know, Jack Black famously voices Poe. And for the first time ever, I believe, Jack Black is going to be doing the music for Kung Fu Panda 4.
Really? Now, there wasn't always really music, though. Like, not the characters really singing.
So I guess, so Tenacious D, his band that he has with Kyle Gass.
Okay.
They are making the music for Kung Fu Panda 4.
Oh, okay. So he's not like singing as the character. They're just doing the music for the movie.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they're just doing the music for the movie.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it should... We know he crushed it with
Mario.
Peaches. And who knows what he's going to follow up his next song with. I don't know.
Gosh. Kung Fu Panda movies always have such good lessons in it.
It really does.
It's pretty crazy.
It is deep, and it reminds me of How to Train Your Dragon. You know, very, like,
yeah.
It's very deep, too.
Like, feel good, very deep, has a lot of lessons that a lot of people should learn.
But you know what? How to Train Your Dragon is kind of sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not really feel good.
It's, in a sense, it's feel good, though.
In like, a sense.
Yeah.
It's after the movie, you're kind of reflecting. You're like, oh, you know, I kind of see how I could feel good after.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on. From Kung Fu Panda 4, I want to talk about the new Karate Kid movie that was announced. Now, we all know Jackie Chan was in The Karate Kid with Jaden Smith.
Yes.
And a lot of people were upset because, you know, it is a Karate Kid movie, but they are doing Kung Fu. Now, I don't know what to make of it. He's the Kung Fu Kid. But for the sake of franchises, they went with The Karate Kid. So, as we know, Ralph Macchio is coming back.
Yes.
He's going to be with Jackie Chan. They're going to be collaborating on the new Karate Kid movie. What was very interesting that I saw Sholo Maraduena.
Yeah.
He was on his podcast and he was talking about how he had no idea this movie was happening.
What?
He found out from the announcement video that there's
serious?
A Karate Kid movie being made.
The lead of Cobra Kai.
Yeah. And he has his podcast partner is Hawk from the show. And then Hawk was like, I had no idea either. So
this was like under wraps.
Yeah, and it's kind of really strange to me because we know Cobra Kai kind of revitalized Karate Kid. And the Cobra Kai series has followed Daniel LaRusso, right?
Right.
So, however, as we know, the last season of Cobra Kai is coming to an end, right?
Yeah.
And it's approaching. So I'm assuming that however Cobra Kai ends, it has to kind of segue into the new Karate Kid movie. So it's shocking that Sholo had no idea about the new Karate Kid movie, and yet he's such a main character in the Cobra Kai series.
You know what's crazy about this, though? This confirms your theory
from
a long time ago.
Oh, that Jackie Chan's going to be in the new season?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I do feel, now that I think about it, you know, with the movie announcement, Jackie Chan's probably going to show up in Cobra Kai.
Well, he has to. He has to now.
At least a picture of him.
Yeah.
Like a flyer. Like,
or even his name.
Yeah.
Right? Mr. Han.
Yeah.
It's got to come up sometime.
Come up. But yeah, I just thought that was really interesting because you would think that Sholo would know.
Yeah.
And it seems kind of like he was pissed off. I shouldn't say that. I don't want to come off interpreting how someone is feeling because that's not good journalism. But it just seemed like he was kind of really
shocked.
Taken back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, so moving on. Now I want to talk about Loki. Now,
Loki.
We all loved Loki season 2.
Yes.
He absolutely killed it.
Crushed.
Ouroboros is his name.
Okay.
Yeah, I just think, I don't know how I feel about
the name. Why he said that? Well, they call him Obi.
Okay, so Obi, right. What was really cool about the situation that I discovered is like a little Easter egg. Okay, I'm really tired, okay? So, Obi, when Loki tries to go re-find all his friends because they all got scattered back to their regular lives.
Right, right, right.
Obi is in his own little office, right?
Yeah.
Where it's filled with all his books, mm-hmm. a lot of his creations. And if you look closely, there is a New York hat, Yankees hat, that was the same hat Short Round
no
wore
way.
In Indiana Jones.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and it's just sitting on his desk.
Shut up.
And also, the belt that Data wore in the Goonies is the same
belt it's not.
That he wore in Loki.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dude, what?
So it is the one that really shocked me, though, is the Indiana Jones hat.
The hat.
Because that is such a callback.
Yeah. Dude, that was when he's, like, or I mean, both of them are when he's a kid. But that's crazy.
See, my whole thing is what they did there, right? I think it's more than just an Easter egg. And I think we have to start understanding what the multiverse means, right?
Uh-huh.
So the multiverse, you have variants of a person that looks just like you.
Yeah.
Thousands, millions of variants.
Right.
Right? So it kind of confirms that Short Round, Data, right? Technically, it's a multiverse version of Obi when you really think about it.
If you really think about
it,
yeah.
Because it is the definition of multiverse, right?
Right.
Of the same variant.
And why would that be there? Why? Okay, the hat, sure. Maybe coincidence, right? Probably not.
Yeah.
But the belt, no.
No, I know.
That's there for a reason.
I feel like that it's really trying to get into the multiverse.
Yeah.
Because the show was heavily involving the multiverse.
Right.
So it would make sense that there's multiple versions of Key.
That is crazy.
Obi.
That is actually insane.
I know. I was like really like, whoa, what the heck? When I saw that.
Yeah.
Now I want to talk about the Mandela effect.
Ooh, the Mandela effect.
The Mandela effect.
We all love the Mandela effect.
We do love it, but it's one of the most confusing, mind-boggling, upsetting things to talk about.
Yeah. It is very upsetting.
It makes you question your life.
It's like you're gaslighting yourself.
It really is. And I don't get, how does this happen? How does the Mandela effect happen? But as we know, basically for everyone who doesn't know what the Mandela effect is, it is essentially when you remember something a certain way, and then all of a sudden you look back at it and it's not the same as you remember it.
Right.
Is that kind of a good way to explain it? Yeah. So, do you know the Michael Jordan Mandela effect?
Michael Jordan Mandela, no.
Okay, so we all know the iconic Michael Jordan logo, the Jumpman, right?
Yeah.
And you see him, like, shooting, right? Dunking, essentially, right?
Right.
And you see his outfits, right? It's the Chicago Bulls outfit, right? Technically, it's like the jersey.
Yeah.
It's the shorts, right?
Yeah.
That's how you remember it.
Right.
Now, the Mandela effect is that when you look at the logo now, the Jumpman logo is not wearing basketball shorts.
What?
He's actually wearing pants.
No, he's not.
If you look at the logo,
he's wearing shorts. Hang on. No.
Pull it up on your phone. Pull it up on your phone. I'm telling you right now, if you search the Jumpman logo, he is not wearing shorts.
No,
he's wearing pants.
He's always wearing shorts.
No, no, no. That's what I agree. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what the Mandela effect is. That, yes, I know that most of them wear shorts, right? Most of these logos look like they wear shorts, but the real logo is pants.
Ryan, he's wearing pants.
Yeah.
This is pants.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no sign of shorts anywhere, but you see at his ankles the bottom of his pants.
It doesn't make any sense to me because when you look at the iconic photo that the Jumpman was based on, he's wearing shorts.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it is really
That's
disturbing.
Unsettling.
I know, because I do remember that Jumpman logo with the shorts.
Let me grab a shoe.
Yeah, grab a shoe. But why? My whole thing is, why would he be wearing pants for a basketball logo? Like, look at that.
He's wearing pants.
That's so weird. Let me see it. Oh my gosh. You kind of see like where
where
the ankle is.
Yes.
You could see how it's pant leg.
There is no sign of shorts anywhere.
Why is that?
Give me that. What the heck?
Is that not?
That's not
one
right.
One of the craziest things ever?
That is not right.
Yeah, I think that's one of the craziest Mandela effects, to be honest with you.
I'm like speechless. I always thought it was shorts.
No, I know. I'm telling you, the reason why I'm bringing it up on the podcast is because, yeah, that's how most people remember it.
The way I remember it is having, like, the short shorts, like the old school, like, short short. Kinda, right. Like, not, like, the super long, like kind of, like, above the knee.
Yeah. Because he's spreading, like, his legs, right? He's trying to jump. Yeah. So it would make sense that it's shorter shorts.
Oh, that's freaky.
Yeah. So comment if you guys understand what we're saying, and also if you guys have seen the Jumpman logo with shorts on. Because I that's the only way I remember it.
Oh my gosh. That is so weird.
It is weird. Next thing I want to talk about, though. It is really funny. I mean, I don't want to... I don't think it's offensive.
Okay.
What I'm about to say.
Then say it.
I don't think I could get killed for this.
Whoa. Hang on a second. That just took a turn.
It's about North Korea.
That just... Whoa. Okay.
Okay. So, this is really funny, actually. We're all over the place today. Okay. So in South Korea.
Okay.
Okay. So there's these devices that look like military grade speakers, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So what these speakers do is they face them towards North Korea, the North Korean border, and it shoots sounds 6 miles into North Korea.
What?
So South Korea just does this to annoy North Korea. And what they do is they blast K-pop music into North Korea.
Up.
Yeah. Military grade sonic waves that shoot from South Korea into North Korea.
That's a thing?
It is a thing. And South Korea allegedly will send balloons over to North Korea, hoping that it lands there with DVDs and USB, like hard drives of different like entertainment media.
Yeah.
And you see these speakers set up. It looks like it's a deadly weapon, but it's just shooting K-pop music.
Dude, to North Korea. Okay, that's actually really funny.
No, it is. It's hilarious.
That is very funny.
It is very funny, I know.
Oh my god. That's just like being a troll.
You know what I do want to talk about, since we're on the topic of like entertainment news?
Okay.
You brought up a really interesting topic about Deadpool.
Oh, with the promo art.
Yeah, and I am really shocked that they did that.
Yeah. So, if you guys didn't see, there was a promo art for Deadpool 3. Now, we see Wolverine and Deadpool, and Deadpool's like holding up a 3 for Deadpool 3.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also buildings behind them, and there's also someone flying in the sky with wings.
Right.
Now, the theory is that the person flying is Angel, the original X-Men, Angel.
And there's also a character named Archangel.
Right. And since that character is like an original X-Men, the other people surrounding that are standing on top of the buildings are just confirming that's the original X-Men.
Right.
Right, which so Cyclops, Beast, Rogue, Jean Grey.
Storm,
Professor X, and Beast.
Right.
Or Iceman. Did I say Beast? Right. One of those.
But, you know, Wolverine wasn't an original X-Men.
Right.
So it makes sense why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty crazy. Now, there's also more theories going around about it.
Okay.
That it is Sam Wilson.
Oh, like Captain America flying?
Captain America. Because this is putting Deadpool in the MCU. Right? This movie is going to put Deadpool, Wolverine in the MCU pretty much.
Oh, I see.
So they're saying that Sam Wilson is the one flying, and possibly the people standing could be like variants of Avengers on the buildings. And you know how I like pointed out one of them is very large.
Yeah.
Like larger than the other. So I thought it was Beast, right? It could be Hulk.
That is true.
Right? It could go both ways.
Because it looks like they're in New York City.
Yeah. And also, people were pointing out that the wings on the person that's flying doesn't exactly look like Angel's wings.
Uh-huh.
It looks more like Sam Wilson's. But we also saw a variant of, not a variant, but a version of Angel who had like bladed wings.
Right.
Right? So it could be that.
Yeah. You know, I do feel though, it kind of reminds me of Multiverse of Madness again. If the promo art is revealing 8 characters, even if it's Sam Wilson, Sam Wilson is a big cameo.
Right.
Right. But to think that they're revealing the X-Men in a promo art is just mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Considering that means there must be a lot of other cameos in the movie.
Right. It is crazy.
Jennifer Gardner.
Yes.
Was recently interviewed for her new Netflix movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the interviewer asked her, I heard you're going to be Elektra again. And then she goes, oh, I can't, like, all right, where'd you hear that? Or I can't talk about that or something. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It reminded me very much of I'm Not the Werewolf, Andrew Garfield situation.
Yeah.
And it makes sense, right? Because Elektra was a Fox property,
mm-hmm.
right? With along with Daredevil,
yes.
Ben Affleck.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew there was rumors that Ben Affleck is back as Daredevil in Deadpool 3.
Right.
And Jennifer Gardner looks very guilty for being in Deadpool 3. I'm telling you right now, if I was not in Deadpool 3, I would just come out and say, I'm not a part of it. I wish I could be, but I'm not.
Yeah.
But when you start saying, I'm not allowed to talk about it, bro.
Come on.
You might as well just say, I'm in it.
Because when you say, I'm not allowed to talk about it, that means you were approached.
Right.
Right?
Marvel told you not to talk about it. Because you're in it.
Exactly. So, yeah. Original X-Men, very possible.
It also could be Elektra. One of the
it also could be. Because, okay, I'll point this out. The official original X-Men was like Angel, Iceman, Beast, Jean, and Cyclops.
Okay.
Right? But it makes sense to add those other two because those were like the original in the movies. Okay, so moving on to something I wanted to talk about and bring back
is
AI casting movies.
Oh.
So someone asked AI to cast a live-action Despicable Me.
I'm really curious to see what actors are going to play who.
Okay, so first, Lucy Wilde would be played by Emma Stone. Margot would be played by Hailee Steinfeld. Edith will be played by Kiernan Shipka. And Agnes will actually be McKenna Grace.
I feel like that casting could work because those actresses are known to be able to play younger roles.
Yeah, but now Scarlet Overkill will be Charlize Theron. Vector, they actually said it would be best played by Timothy Chalamet. The Minions will be played by Bill Hader. And Gru will actually be Jim Carrey.
I still feel like Steve Carell could play a live-action Gru.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, he literally did it for Ellen. He went on Ellen's show and dressed up as Gru.
Yeah, he could do it. I'm just going off what the AI said.
Okay. But I feel like Steve Carell would be a good option.
Yeah, but staying on the topic of movies, I wanted to talk about some Star Wars.
Star Wars?
So have you seen how all the names to the Star Wars movies are actually wrong?
Wait, what do you mean by wrong?
So if you think about it, in episode 1, we meet a young Anakin Skywalker, and Qui-Gon Jinn thinks that he's the chosen one. So the movie shouldn't be called Phantom Menace, it should actually be called The Rise of Skywalker. And then in episode 2, we see the Sith start to build an army against the Jedi, so it should be called Revenge of the Sith and not Attack of the Clones. And then in episode 3, Order 66 happens and the clones attack. So episode 3 should be Attack of the Clones and not Revenge of the Sith.
Wait, what the heck? I never even questioned that.
Yeah, in episode 4, there's basically no more Jedi and all the Jedi go into hiding, but Obi-Wan decides to train Luke to be a Jedi. So instead of A New Hope, it should be Return of the Jedi. And in episode 5, Yoda shows Luke the way of the Force. So instead of The Empire Strikes Back, it should be The Force Awakens. And in 6, Luke is basically the only Jedi left. So that one should be called The Last Jedi.
Yeah, I mean, that would make way more sense.
So now for the sequels. In 7, we see the First Order rise to power. So technically, it's The Empire Striking Back. And then in 8, Luke trains Rey, so that should be A New Hope. And then in 9, Palpatine is resurrected, so technically that one should be Phantom Menace.
To be honest, yeah, the names do need to be switched around. I feel like they should do that now.
Right?
It'd make way more sense. I mean, the storylines totally match up with these other titles than what they had originally.
Yeah, and I also want to talk about another movie that we recently saw, The Hunger Games. This movie was phenomenal.
Yeah, I want to put this out there that Rotten Tomatoes, I think, has publicly said that the biggest discrepancy between audience score and critic score was The Hunger Games, this recent one.
Yeah.
And it should show you that the audience score has been really high praise.
Right.
And I'm right there with it.
Dude, I would go back and watch that movie again right now.
Yeah, I would too. It was an amazing movie.
So there's a crazy Hunger Games theory on who Lucy Gray actually is and what happened to her after the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, because at the end of the movie, we really don't know what happened to her. But there's a theory that Lucy Gray is actually President Coin from District 13.
Wait, what?
Okay, so if you think about it, President Coin knows a lot about how to get under Snow's skin. Like, it's weird how much she knows. And she knows how much the symbol of the Mockingjay actually affects him. But who would really know how much it affects him besides Lucy Gray, the one who saw him literally go berserk in the woods after hearing the Mockingjay sing? And when you look at President Coin, she has a gray theme going on. Like, she has gray hair, she has gray eyes, she's described as wearing a gray outfit. Like, she's just very gray. And in the movie, Snow tells Lucy Gray that one of the people he killed was his old self. And from there on out, we see him start to turn into a monster. So it makes sense that Lucy Gray actually killed the old version of herself too. So instead of being the performer that had to learn how to fight, she becomes a fighter warrior that's dedicated to take down the man that once ruined her life.
That would be insane.
And we never see Lucy Gray's body, so a lot of people think that she just kept heading north and found District 13 and started plotting the rebellion right when she got there.
It makes a lot of sense that she would go north, because that's what she said she was going to do.
Yeah.
And we know north is District 13.
And, right, Lucy Gray was always about freedom and having a lot of color in her, right? So if she killed her old self like Snow did,
yeah,
it makes sense that she would be kind of ruthless and like have that gray theme to her.
Right. I mean, the fact that she knows so much about what would make Snow upset,
yeah,
and continues to make him upset throughout the Hunger Games movies, mm-hmm. It totally matches up with why she would want to do that.
Exactly. So now it is time for a little bit of a scary story.
Oh boy, here we go.
So in Long Beach, California, there was a crazy urban legend that actually ended up being true. And this is probably one of the craziest things to ever happen. So in Long Beach, there was actually a funhouse called Laugh in the Dark. And this funhouse had a bunch of different mannequins. Like it had scary mannequins and it was full of mannequins. And the kids had a legend going around that one of the mannequins in the Laugh House was actually a real person and it wasn't actually a mannequin. But for the longest time, people just thought it was a legend and nobody believed them.
But this is actually a true story.
Yeah, and what's crazy is a TV show actually wanted to use the Laugh in the Dark house as a TV set. And they were filming a show called The $6 Million Man. And one of the producers thought that one of the mannequins looked out of place because it looked so real. And that was the mannequin that all the kids had the legend about. So the producer decided to go up to the mannequin and move it. But when they moved it, the arm of the mannequin fell off. And when they picked up the arm, a human bone was sticking out of it.
A real human bone was coming out of the mannequin.
Yeah, so it turns out the legend was real and the mannequin was actually a preserved body of a guy named Elmer McCurdy. And people didn't realize it was real for 65 years.
That is so crazy that no one even noticed that.
Yeah, so the body was preserved and nobody noticed it was real and it was bought and sold to be put in like different museums and attractions. But nobody knew it was real until the arm fell off.
What a scary like sight to see.
Yeah.
Like I would freak out if I saw a bone pop out of a mannequin.
Exactly. And it's crazy is the kids made a legend that that one wasn't real. Yes. And it wasn't real.
That is so weird. That gives me the chills.
Okay, so moving on to Dumb Ways to Die, where I talk about the craziest and stupidest ways people have died.
All right.
This first one, okay, kind of start from the end of the story. The police found this guy dead on his farm. Now, they didn't know what happened, so they're like, we need to investigate this entire farm. Because how the heck is this guy just dead, and we don't know how he died?
Right.
So they investigate this farm. And they notice that the guy has a lot of chickens. Nothing else, just chickens.
Okay.
But there's no chicken feed anywhere. Like, there's no, you know, the big things they eat out of?
Yeah.
And they put, like, the seed in it? There was no, none of those were, like, found at all. So, it's safe to assume these chickens had no food.
Okay.
So, this guy was keeping chickens and not feeding them.
I don't get that.
And what they found was, this guy went into the chicken coop and immediately got mauled by his chickens because he wasn't feeding them. So they didn't have any other resort. So they started pecking him and nibbling on him.
Oh my gosh.
And his chickens killed him.
I can't believe the chickens didn't start eating each other.
Yeah, they ate him.
Wow.
Pecked to death.
I never thought the story was going to go there.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Feed your chickens.
Don't be keeping chickens and not feed them.
Okay, so this next one, this lady decided to go hiking. Now, she was hiking at Yellowstone.
Okay.
Now, Yellowstone is notorious for having some pretty crazy wildlife, okay?
Yeah.
Now, she was warned, there are bears, and you need to be careful, and you probably shouldn't go by yourself because there are bears. And she said, you know what? I'm going to go by myself.
Nice.
Okay. And she was supposed to actually meet her friend the next day at a certain campsite at a certain time.
Okay.
The next day comes around. She is not at the right camp. Okay. The friend reports her missing.
Uh-huh.
And they go on a search.
Okay.
They have a search team. Search for like 30 minutes. They found a hand. Search for another 20 minutes. They find an organ.
Oh, gosh.
Another 30 minutes, they find a scalp. Another 30 minutes, they find a ripped up tent and bloody clothes. And that is all they found. If people say there is bears in the wild where you're going to go camping. You better not go, because that is just crazy. So they assumed what happened was she was in her tent and the bear pulled her out of the tent by her head. And that's why they found a ripped scalp.
Oh my gosh. Yuck.
Yeah. Okay. So on to the next one. The last one. This is like one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. Okay.
Okay.
More stupid than the other ones. This guy had a safe.
Okay.
And he had a lot of like personal belongings, a lot of things that meant a lot to him.
Uh-huh.
He forgot the code. Okay.
Okay.
So he is spending all this time trying to figure out what the code is, trying to turn the dial, trying to figure out how to get in, gets frustrated, and he just starts to just start kicking the safe. Now, he started kicking it so hard, his foot started bleeding. Okay? So he kicked it so hard, his foot was bleeding, his toe was bleeding. He basically, like, almost broke his toe. Okay. Right? And from this, he got an infection in his foot. And the infection spread throughout his body and killed him.
See, listening to these stories, it's, like, really upsetting. Because it's like, dude, how could someone be so dumb to do such a thing?
Yeah. So he literally kicked it until he bled and then got a blood infection.
That's another one that's so shocking. I would have never thought that's what you're going to go down that road.
Yeah.
Of kicking the safe and dying.
He just kicked it.
Gosh.
And thank you for watching Dumb Ways to Die.
All right, guys, if you made it this far on the podcast, thank you so much for watching and listening. And if you're new to the channel, please smash the subscribe button and also hit the like button. And comment what you guys want us to talk about next week. As you guys saw throughout this video, we took your suggestions from last week and we talked about it this week. So we'll see you guys tomorrow on TikTok and we'll see you guys next Sunday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube.
We'll see you on the TikTok.
God bless you guys. See ya.
Love
ya.